Here's Stephen Mayfield, who talked here about algae and energy supplies earlier this year. But this is now work on algal proteins to help make vaccines, and would you believe, against malaria.
What's this I hear about algae and vaccines?
Well, algae are eukaryotic cells. And so like every eukaryotic cell, what that means is they spend a fair amount of time making proteins. Now, some of those proteins go into the photosynthetic complexes. That's the things that harvest sunlight. And some of them go into the CO2 fixation process, enzyme called Verbisco. But you can also direct those proteins to be pretty much anything we want nowadays. So we can rewrite the software of those cells and we can put in programming that says, hey, instead of making an algae photosynthetic protein, why don't you make a malaria surface protein? And we did that last summer. And the algae cells happily made malaria surface proteins, and we extracted those proteins, injected them into mice, and we could show that we got a very nice antigenic response in the mouse that gave them resistance for malaria. So that's what a vaccine does.
Can it be used medically?
Absolutely, can be used medically. And in fact, there are companies now that are producing vaccines in plants, and algae is simply an aquatic plant. So those vaccines have already gone through clinical trials, came through with flying colors. We are now producing several different vaccines in algae. We still have to take those through clinical trials, meaning that we have to show they're effective, that they're safe. But so far, all the evidence is that they're going to work really well. So what's the big advantage of algae? Cost and scale.
Well, of course, this has been one of the great challenges in science over the last century, trying to find a vaccine for malaria, which is killing a million people a year and affecting their lives in a drastic way on a far bigger scale than that.
Yeah, that's right. Malaria vaccine is sort of the holy grail for vaccines. Unfortunately, even a vaccine produced in algae, because you have to purify the protein and inject it, is still pretty expensive and you need a medical infrastructure. So even though some of the vaccines we have now are promising, it's very difficult to imagine those are going to scale to be able to inject 2 billion people, especially 2 billion people who don't have a lot of money themselves for the vaccine. So what we've been working on now is to make an orally available version of that. In other words, could we get a vaccine antigen produced in an algae where you never purify the antigen, you simply feed the algae to an individual, that protein transmits across the gut, forms an immune response, and you get resistance. It's worked on pathogenic bacteria antigens using algae to express that vaccine, and we're working now to see if we can get it to go with malaria. Promising, but early days.
So would a drug company take that on, given the fact that most of the customers would be poor people?
Yeah, well, we think that's why you have to go to something orally available where you're not purifying it. Our calculations are that if you don't have to purify the protein and you're just feeding the algae, then you can get a vaccine dose for about 0.6 cents, so less than a penny per dose. And at less than a penny per dose, you can think about giving it away to 2 billion people.
Professor Stephen Mayfield is director of the California Center for Algae Technology in University of California, San Diego. And if he's right and it works, eureka! Next week, The Science Show turns 39, and we shall indulge ourselves by hearing the man whose book topped the 40-year combined bestseller list of the Sunday Times of London. Can you guess? And from Richardson Barb Baker, The Men of the Trees. We shall also look forward to the 30th birthday of Occam's Razor with a stunning story about Scott of the Antarctic and Marie Stopes of sexual health fame. Catalyst, next week on Thursday on ABC Television, goes on a submarine and then sees where fat disappears to. That's Catalyst on ABC Television on Thursday at 8. The Science Show is produced by David Fisher and Timothy Nicastri. I'm Robin Williams, and this is Mick Conway in Outer Space.
No one's listening until you're mistaken. If you try to fail, you succeed. Which one have you done? Diagonally parked in the parallel universe. I'm not of this world. Diagonally parked in the parallel universe. Swine before the pearl. I started with the theory of the great big bang, but it's not really me. I'm a doppelganger. Diagonally parked in the parallel universe. I am not of this world.